All right, so we had a technical issue, so we didn't get the, get this recorded, so I'm going to quickly go through all of this again.
Okay.
Okay, so Mike, you can state your full name and agency number again, please.
Stephen James Hunt, 224-569.
Thank you, sir. We're planning for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning, reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members. At this time, we have the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman, Honorable Willie Janos, and Monica Dane, Bill Hurley. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. So prior to hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. And on that form, you notified your right to appearance because you have or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. If you hire an attorney, sir, are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I'm going to swear you in, Mr. Turner, at this time, so he's on before to tell the truth, told the truth, and nothing but the truth that have to God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
I do.
Okay, we're going to look at in two phases today. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. And so with phase one, I'm going to read the two allegations that are on the warrant and then ask you if they're true or false. So allegation number one is violation of the condition of supervision. Number seven is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamines on or about August 28, 2018, for the TAF TCMS lab report dated August 31st, 2018. That true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. Allegation number two is a violation of the condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about September 13th, 2018, as verbally directed on August 29th, 2018 by your assigned parole officer. You were actively avoiding supervision. That true or false, sir?
Yeah, I'm sure. I never had to go to the...
Okay. Well, in phase two, then we'll have an opportunity to explain a little more detail, okay?
Okay.
All right, so based on the admissions of Mr. Hunt, I'm going to find these and see violating the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have lapses or not lapses in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales, agreed by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir. Now we're going to move on to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give some background information, so stay on the phone there and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Hunt was released from ADC custody on 8-10-2018 and arrested on 10-25-2018 by the Salt River PD. No new charges are noted. He returned back to ADC custody on 10-30-2018 with an adjusted CACD of 1-7-2019 with 42 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2007, commitment A, count one, theft, 1 year. 2007, commitment A, count two, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2007, commitment B, count one, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2009, TIS release, absconded for 93 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2014, TIS release, completed 4 months. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2017, aggravated assault on a peace officer, Arizona County Jail. Has a GB score of G2, V3.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to go over a summary of case supervision. So, August 10th of 2018, we were released food residents. 11702 East Thomas Road in Scottsdale.
Yes.
So, is that where you stayed until you were arrested?
Yes, that's my residence. That's my house.
Okay. Is that out on the reservation?
It is.
Okay. I wasn't sure about 100 block on that. Okay. Did you have any employment there while you were out?
I didn't get a job yet. I was working on it.
Okay. So for programming, you referred to CHC classes for substance abuse counseling. You failed to complete your classes. Why did you fail to complete the classes, sir?
I didn't have a riot. My riot was supposed to be coming. I couldn't depend on nobody for my riots, but that's my fault.
Okay. So, let's see, you referred to task for UAs. And then on August 28, 2018, you tested positive for meth. So why did you do that, sir?
I was having troubles at home, but that's no excuse. When I got released, all my property was missing from my house. I had to replace my window. My roof was leaking. It's just a lot of stuff that really doesn't matter. I should have been, stronger. I thought I could handle it, my problems, and handle just drinking a beer for one time and smoking. But it was my mistake. I couldn't handle it. And I messed up. I apologize for my actions.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Okay.
No questions from the board. Sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion and making determinations shortly. But before we leave, we'd like to leave you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be relevant for our decision. So if you have anything else you'd like to tell us, now is the time, sir.
Okay, well, like I said, I apologize and that I feel like I can make it. At this time, I will surely do better in these last couple of weeks that I have left. And I would need an opportunity, if you can, give me an opportunity again, which you already did, and I failed. But I just asked for another chance, and I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. The board will be going to discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves and making a decision. You may think it we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone, just remain silent, and you can hear the entire conversation. Once we get a determination, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. It sounds like Mr. Hunt has more than 9 months to, totally straightened out, and he's over, having a productive life. I do commend him for being as straightforward in this as he has been and playing for the board. but with the 42 of scoundrels, I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision this time, but he will be out in about 57 days. In fact, not even that long, maybe. No way.
26 days.
So we have less than a month left. So, but we're going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. No discussion. Okay. So based on all the information, warrant number 2018W2812, Mr. Hunt's testimony and information from the Department of Correction, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Hunt as a delinquent, violated terms of additional supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Canonis and Ms. Whitthouse. Okay, sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to our paperwork, you're scheduled to be released on January 7th, 2019, which is very shortly.
Yes.
So, in the meantime, if you can get any, I don't know if you can do it in a new time period, but if you can get any in a 12-step program in the end, to help you get your mind in order so that when you get out, you can keep from getting in trouble again.
Yeah, I look for that.
Okay, and when you're out, it wouldn't be a bad idea either to find a 12-step program that you can attend to help you through. They're good support programs. We do wish you the best of luck. We do appreciate your honesty today and everything, and this will end your hearing.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
And you too.
All right.